The Titans waived Will Levis at Sunday's cutdown, per Ian Rappaport at NFL Network, the 33rd overall pick in the 2023 draft. Tennessee also waived Hendon Hooker and is keeping only two quarterbacks, Cam Ward and Mitchell Trubisky, on the initial 53, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, with Jim Wyatt's roster piece at the team's website confirming it. Justin Mello at Titan-Sized reported the front office could not get even a late-round pick in trade for Levis before waiving him. Asked Saturday about his future, Levis said, "I don't want to predict or talk about things that haven't happened yet," per Wyatt. After his release, he offered a farewell statement to Nashville, per Nick Suss at the Tennessean, who framed the tenure as 3+ seasons, 21 touchdowns in 21 starts, and a 2025 loss to shoulder surgery. No coach or general manager comment surfaced on cut day itself. The moves arrived by Transaction Wire and Insider Report. A correction on our own ledger. Our last episode called the quarterback room one obvious place the math gets done, and framed it as Ward with Trubisky and Levis behind him. Three names. The room held four. Hooker had been signed back in April, per the Pro Football Rumors archive, and his name did not appear in that episode. The math got done more thoroughly than our framing allowed for, and the veteran we last mentioned leaving practice with a biceps issue is the one holding the clipboard behind Ward. That episode also filed before the Seattle game it billed as the tiebreaker between practice Ward and game Ward, and the tiebreaker answered soft. Tennessee beat the Seahawks 19-16 that Sunday night, per Wyatt, but Ward's three first-quarter series produced 3 points on 8 of 12 passing for 69 yards, and per Kevin Patra at NFL.com, all 8 completions came within 10 yards of the line while Ward went 0 for 4 on throws of 10-plus air yards. "I think just missed opportunities on some plays. Just gotta be better down the field as a whole," Ward said afterward, per Patra. 4 days later, the practice version reappeared. 21 of 34 with 3 touchdowns and an interception in Thursday's joint practice against the Bears, per Wyatt, with Chimere Dyke catching 4 passes and 2 touchdowns. And then Ward sat the finale entirely. The two quarterbacks in one body both made it to September, the rest of the cutdown ledger compressed. Receiver KJ Osborne was released, per Adam Schefter at ESPN, as was running back Dearness Johnson, also per Schefter. This despite the game-winning touchdown against Seattle and another score against Chicago. Defensive tackle Kalen Saunders was released, per Paul Kuharski at his site. Edge Malik Herring, a 2-time Super Bowl champion, per Jordan Schultz at Fox Sports. Receiver Mason Kinsey was waived, ending what Austin Stanley and Easton Freeze at A to Z Sports called a 6-year run with the organization. Running backs Michael Carter, per Alper, and Kal-El Mullings, per Wyatt, went out too, leaving a backfield of Tony Pollard, Tyjae Spears, Julius Chestnut, and Nick Singleton by Wyatt's accounting. Singleton, out injured when our last episode filed, made the 53. The injured reserve slate, linebacker Dorian Mousey, and cornerback Joshua Williams with return designations, per Alper, plus Tanoke Passignan, and offensive lineman Andre James, per Stanley and Freeze. The battles we left open both resolved. Rookie Fernando Carmona won the starting right guard job, and Cordell Volson was released, having played himself right off the roster with what Mello called a dreadful preseason. Rookie edge Keldrick Falk, day-to-day with a shoulder stinger a week ago, made the 53, per Wyatt. And the receiver room settled at 6, per Wyatt's roster piece. Calvin Ridley, Wandale Robinson, Carnell Tate, Chimere Dyke, Elik Ayomanor, and Xavier Restrepo. The missing name the beat treated as a surprise, per Kuharski, Bryce Oliver, waived. Robinson gave the week a scare. Evaluated for a concussion after a joint practice hit from Bears safety Xavier Woods that Robert Saleh called cheap, per Pro Football Talk, before Rappaport reported Friday that he is not believed to have suffered one. Which brings us to Tate, the running hard luck story, whose week split cleanly in two. Thursday against the Bears, he had his best day of camp, 7 catches and 2 touchdowns in the joint practice, repeatedly targeted by Ward, per Wyatt. Saturday he played the opening series of the finale, drew 1 deep target, and caught nothing, closing his preseason at 0 receptions on 6 targets across the 3 games, per Wyatt. Both columns are real. The practice-dominant, game-catchless split is the quarterback's arc in miniature. And the roster answered the only question it could. He's one of the 6. The finale itself, briefly, Bears 24, Titans 15 on Saturday, per Wyatt. Ward and most starters sat. Saleh explained the team overshot our projected reps for the entire camp by 50 or 60 reps, and called camp very productive, per Wyatt. Levis started and went 14 of 22 for 143 yards with 3 scoring drives. Hooker finished 5 of 8 for 37. Chicago's Tyson Bagent threw a 97-yard touchdown to Xavien Thomas on the Bears' first offensive snap, per Wyatt. Cornerback Kedrain Callaghan was waived the next day, per Stanley and Freeze, and Joey Sly made all three field goals, 25, 28, and 56 yards, to finish the preseason 11 for 11, a run Wyatt counts at 36 consecutive makes when open practices are included. Back in July, we previewed Tennessee as year zero with receipts, a roster gap 2 wins wide, the league's biggest offseason spend, and everything riding on whether Ward's rough rookie charting was the collapsing building around him or the quarterback inside it. Cut Day answered the roster question around that bet emphatically. 2 quarterbacks, a rookie right guard, 6 receivers, the veterans cleared out, but not the bet itself. Ward closed camp the same split quarterback our last episode found, a 76.7% completion rate for the practice week before Seattle by Wyatt's tracking. Then 0 completions past 10 air yards in his final game outing of the preseason, per Patra. The next evidence comes in games that count. What to watch next? The waiver wire clears and the practice squads form behind it. Where Levi's, Hooker, Oliver, and the rest of this week's names actually land is the next episode's job. Alper writes the Titans seem likely to have a third quarterback on the practice squad once waivers clear, an expectation until a name is on paper. Beyond that, the open week one question, which Cam Ward shows up when the score is real, and whether Carnell Tate's first NFL catch comes with it. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.